GoPro attempts to go mainstream again. Can it overcome the behemoth of a hurdle that is the smartphone? Maybe. Details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Well, GoPro is kind of trying to reinvent itself and is feeling the heat. The stakes are high for the camera maker to remake itself. Back in the day, it was a great, light, small camera for surfers and extreme sports athletes that they could take anywhere. And it was going great for a while until smartphones came along. And for many, it's all the camera they need. So what's next for GoPro? How are they going to reinvent themselves? Here to talk what it has up its sleeve is tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Georgia Wells. She's back and on the line. Welcome back, Georgia.
Thank you.
These days, there's no easier camera to have on hand than your smartphone, right? So this is unfortunate news for GoPro, I imagine. How then does it even begin to attempt to go mainstream?
GoPro has opened the developers program to allow more mainstream companies to create ways to include GoPro in their products. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Fisher-Price, which the company that creates lots of like baby toys and baby accessories, now creates these like modules in its products that you can snap a GoPro camera into. So if the baby's like lying on the floor in like underneath the Fisher-Price mobile, a GoPro can be staring down on the baby.
Any other companies of note that GoPro is working with?
So GoPro is working with BMW to create a spot on the dashboard where you can mount the GoPro, and it will record the video kind of out. It's like a dash cam, but it also records other stats about the trip that you're wanting to get footage from.
It's an interesting way to utilize other companies in a new way to get their product out there. It kind of speaks to the problem hardware companies are having when competing against smartphones that can really do everything. GoPro isn't alone, though. Who else is feeling this challenge?
Well, so Fitbit and Jawbone create fitness trackers that when they launched were kind of a very new product. And then about a year ago, Apple launched the Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. And the Apple Watch is significantly more expensive than both Fitbit and Jawbone devices, but Apple Watch records much of the data that you can also get with Fitbit and Jawbone. So Fitbit actually has earnings later this week, and people are curious to see what will the Apple Watch do to Fitbit sales of its products now that you can go buy another device that does the same thing.
And this is, it almost feels like a little bit of a deja vu, because if I recall correctly, last year GoPro tried to go mainstream. Can you refresh our listeners' memories as to how that went?
Yeah. So GoPro launched the Session last year, and it was around the 4th of July weekend, and this was meant to be their camera that would be for the masses because it was the easiest to use GoPro to date. There was only one main button that you pressed to record your footage, and it totally flopped. The company had to reduce the price ultimately in half to get people to buy it. And they say it's now selling, but I think it was a very significant moment for GoPro to learn that they couldn't just throw an easier device out there and suddenly have the masses line up to buy it, that they would have to do marketing around it, that they would have to kind of teach people around why you might need this or how to use it. It wasn't an automatic sell to, you know, everybody to buy one of these cameras.
Gotcha. And so they're trying again. I would think that there's not a terrible amount of room for error, though. How high are the stakes for them at this point?
So GoPro, for the first time since they launched their HD Hero line of cameras, is going to swing to a loss, and their revenue is going to decline this year. So this is a total make-it-or-break-it year for this company to prove that they can continue to grow. And this growth will require more kind of mainstream, regular, you know, users, like parents who want to film their children. GoPro, they probably could survive as a company that didn't need, you know, parents to buy the GoPro to record their children or, you know, like young guitar students to buy a GoPro to record their fingers, like a video of their fingers as they're practicing. But GoPro's spending currently at a way that requires them to expand their user base.
Georgia Wells, tech reporter for The Wall Street Journal, based in San Francisco. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Tanya.
This has been The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, please check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts and listen to all of our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now, if you have an Android device, look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.